Dale and Keith, Sports Radio WEEI. Steve D'Ossi is in the house with us today as well, as we are getting you ready for the big playoff game this weekend. But it is a Falls Count Anywhere Friday, so we've kind of been all over the place.
Yeah. I got something to add real quick. Did you see this John Heyman tweet?
John Heyman? No, I missed it.
John Heyman, who he is now, I believe, MLB Network. I think he does fan cred. He's been a few places. He tweets out just a moment ago.
Oh, I see this.
He says, Moose Betts.
I think he means Mookie,
I assume he means Mookie.
Yeah.
He does say Moose, but Mookie Betts has $20 million settlement with Red Sox.
So today at 1 o'clock was the deadline to submit your salary arbitration numbers if you did not get one done. We mentioned yesterday this could potentially be a big problem for the Red Sox depending on how they treated Mookie Betts. And he had an arbitration win against them last year for $10.5 million.
And we learned about what their tactics were last year.
Yeah, they put together a Chris Bryant video and basically told the arbitrators, look, he's not Chris Bryant. No, he's better.
It turns out he's had a better year.
So this is actually huge because it indicates to me that they've already settled with him. He's come to an agreement, and it's a huge number. $20 million for 1 year.
$20 million, and it's essentially doubling his money from a year ago. And they fought over $3 million last year. The Boston Red Sox fought over $3 million with their best player a year ago.
And what?
Doesn't make any sense.
Just hard to imagine, especially when you look at wouldn't you be approaching him now about some long-term deal anyway?
Yes. Well, this actually leads me to believe that you've got a better chance of pulling this off.
I feel better about how they're handling it this year than I did last year. And so, not that
he
Mookie
sets
Betts
a record. This is the largest number. It's the biggest raise. If he had gotten this in arbitration, it would have been the biggest raise.
Yeah.
It would have been the biggest arbitration number. The fact that they settled at this number is a very good sign going forward.
I do feel better in another, 2 years when he becomes a free agent that, all right, he may entertain coming back here because he's going to get a ton of offers from a ton of teams, and it's going to be for a lot of money.
He could get offers now for 30, 27, 20. Not even a question.
Yeah.
Well, it was funny. We were talking about this a week or so ago, and everybody's talking about the two big free agents this year, Manny Machado, Bryce Harper. You know, are they going to be the first $300, $350 million guys? And people were projecting down the road about the possibility that Mookie Betts could actually theoretically be the first $400 or $500 million guy.
Imagine that.
Mm.
That's outstanding.
Now, I don't think he'll get to the $500 million mark.
Jeff Passan adds here, he goes, the settlement with the Red Sox, $20 million. It's a huge number that sets a new standard for the 4+ year players. His number next year, if he doesn't work out an extension, could be, his word, gargantuan.
See, this I'm telling you, this actually fills me with a little confidence that they're going to be able to work out a long-term contract agreement that's going to keep Betts here.
And why bug him, too? Like, why bother him with that? Last year made no sense because you're saying, all right, so if it comes down to two or three offers and they're all similar, in the back of his mind, he's like, well, you guys were pushing me. You guys had this whole thing about how Chris Bryant is better than me, and you were fighting over $3 million. I've been the best player on the team now for 3 years.
Yeah, it's Bob Nightingale who just tweeted out 2 minutes ago, Mookie Betts could be the first player to earn in excess of $400 or $500 million in 2 years when he hits free agency. If he hit free agency, it's entirely possible. Yeah. I think they're going to get something done. Now, the report over the last week or so was that the Red Sox were theoretically in talks to get a player signed to a long-term deal, and everybody thought it was Benintendi.
No,
I wonder if I wonder if they're closing in on something for Mookie.
Yeah, it should be Mookie Betts, and we'll see what that price ends up going to.
I don't have a problem keeping Benintendi either, by the way.
No, that's fine. That's fine, but Betts is the priority. I mean, everybody else is a distant second to him.
Which you have to believe the Red Sox understand, which you have to believe that they're negotiating as we speak. It would only make sense.
Yeah.
The closer you get to true free agency, the harder it's going to be, especially if he maintains the pace. The harder it's going to be for the Red Sox to sign.
I do wonder.
Dombrowski's already had a pretty good offseason.
I do wonder, don't you, a little bit, when you see Mookie Betts, and he's been healthy throughout his career for the most part, but he is a little guy. You just wonder, for 10 years, is he going to be able to?
Well, how many 10 years?
Like, he's not built like Mike Trout, for example.
Right, but how many 10-year contracts are really 10 years? They're not carrying a lot
of
these.
But they're guaranteed money.
True, but you think they're
but
actually,
they're always opt-outs.
But a lot of times,
they're spreading it out. The number is what it is. That very few 10-year contracts do they expect a guy to play 8 years, let alone 10 years.
But these guys, some of them are the ones that broke into the majors pretty young, when they do get this big deal, they're still in their 20s when they sign it.
Right.
So it's a little, the expectation, I think, is hopefully they get more of it than normal.
Don't you think the arbitration process in general for star players is always a bad idea? I remember when the Bruins took Ray Bourque to arbitration.
Yeah.
And basically, you've got to sit in an arbitration hearing and tell your star player why he's not as good as he thinks he is.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, no, it's a
good thing.
And it's, obviously not a star player, but I'm in a position where I negotiated my own deal, and I walked out of there after a half hour saying, did I even contribute? I mean, last year or whatever? And it's not easy to hear. I don't care who you are. You hear the idea that the team has to start to sit there and telling you why you're not that good, that's not a good look for a team.
Well, we mentioned last year for Betts' arbitration hearing, the Red Sox put together a highlight video of Chris Bryant.
Right.
And what they showed the three-member arbitration panel was this Chris Bryant highlight tape, and basically said, he's not that guy.
Like, okay.
Wow.
Yeah, that's weird. And again, to really put it in perspective, they fought over $3 million. He was making $7.5 million. They wanted to pay him $7.5 million. He wanted $10.5 million, and they were like, "Ah, no, come on."
And think about that. Think about it. You're right. As a player, you're sitting there saying, "Okay, I've done this, I've done that," and now you actually had not just some guy coming in saying, "We think he's this good," a production of a video that shows another guy who's not as good as you in the first place.
You think they just went to YouTube and typed in Chris Bryant highlights? And they're just look at this.
I was going to say, by the way, after they did that, that was the tact they used. He beat them.
Right.
He won his arbitration case. Yeah, the arbitration panel said, yeah, he's better than that guy. So he got $10.5 million in arbitration last year. He was a second-time arbitration-eligible player this year. Obviously blew away all the numbers.
Yep.
And got a $9.5 million raise from last year to this year. And by the way, totally worth it.
Yeah, he earns it. There are plenty of bad contracts in baseball, but that's not, when you compare him to the other guys, that's still a deal.
Yeah. And
when you see what Stanton and some of these other guys are getting, you'd much rather have Mookie Betts at $20 million.
Yeah, and which also makes you think that, okay, wouldn't the Red Sox be smart right now to try to tie him down?
Yeah, they would, but I think he and his agent would probably say, we'll bet on ourselves. Like, we'll take the boost here.
Not if the money's right. Not if the money's right. If you're talking about a 10-year deal
at $40 million a year,
call it $35 million a year.
Yeah, I guess because it'd be crazy, I guess, not to take that because you could get hurt, all this other stuff.
Right. But
you're gonna have to pay through the nose. You're gonna have to set the market. You can't expect him to take you like it here in Boston. Okay.
Well, then the Red Sox are taking a chance too. If they don't decide to negotiate, they're taking a chance. If he does stay healthy and continues what he's been doing,
then he just leaves.
He's gone.
Yeah, right.
People who look at this stuff projected that he was going to get $18.7 million this year. That was the projection. So he beat that, obviously. I love this part. According to Bob Nightingale, Betts could earn an additional $400,000 based on awards and bonuses. Good news.
Yeah, wouldn't
you
even
get a $20 million contract and you're worried about the $400,000. That's a lot of money for all of us, I understand.
Wouldn't notice it. You throw that away.
I'm going to guess that he's probably fine the way he is.
Yeah.
But this also leads me to believe that I now think they have a much better chance of getting this contract
done. I feel so much better about it than a year ago. I don't know if it's a 100% sure thing necessarily, but you got to like their chances. And they're going to have the money. There's only going to be a handful of teams that could even be willing to give one player $40 million per season.
True.
All right, that list is already going to be cut down pretty significant.
If he goes to arbitration again next year, if they don't get a contract done, next year would be his third and final arbitration year. And Bob Nightingale suggests that in arbitration, he would get $30 million next year. If he has a season, maybe not even MVP season year, but at least similar, that he could go to $30 million in arbitration next year.
Which is, you're saying that the quicker the Red Sox can sign him up, the quicker they can convince him for a long-term deal, the better off everybody is. You know?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
It's not like in football when you have that franchise tag, you know, it's equal to the average of the top, three or four players?
Yeah, three to five.
And, you know, like a guy like Cousins gets 2 years of franchise tag, and then he goes out and gets $85 million guaranteed after that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's the baseball is all guaranteed. So that's why teams will give you a 10-year deal, knowing full well that it's really 7 or 8 years, nine if you're lucky. Who was I reading that's still collecting money from the Yankees? Was it Ellsbury?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. He's still getting paid by them. Sure. Yeah.
So,
and so Betts is guaranteed to be on the team this year and next year. And then after that, it's up in the air. But at least this seems like they're going in the right direction.
If you were the Red Sox, and we'll just play the game out here because it's not our money, would you be offering him 10 years at $350 million today?
Yeah.
I would.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I feel way more.
I'm not sure he'd take it, by the way.
I feel a whole lot better about giving a everyday player that kind of money than I do a pitcher, because the pitchers just drop like flies.
Right.
They just really do. They're all getting elbow or shoulder surgery, or they're up and down. And I just, give me an everyday player like that. That's the only kind of, like the Mike Trouts and the Mookie Bettses.
Yeah.
That's the only kind of player I would give $30 million, $35 million to.
And if you go simply on the history of his arbitration, in the next 2 years you'll be spending $50 million anyway.
Right, the way things are going,
you know.
Yeah.
So
right.
I mean, and the way, even though there's been at least half a dozen times in the off seasons for baseball where I said it can't get the money can't get much better than this,
because there has to be a number for Betts and his agent that would get it done. There just has to be, especially if you're talking about a 10-year deal. And so they already gave you a big raise this year. Next year's also going to be a big raise. And so what you're doing here is you're going to play two more years. Let's say he makes $45 million over the next 2 years. And then you get into, hopefully from there, a 10-year deal. So, I mean, yeah, in the long run, you're going to make a little bit more. But there's also the uncertainty of a really down season, a terrible injury, all these other things that could pop up over the next two seasons.
And there's also the downside for the Red Sox if he continues on the pace that he's going. And now, all of a sudden, you're talking about a...
Yeah, wait a minute. Yeah, you thought you could get him at one, and then it's even more.
You're talking about just having spent $50 million on him for 2 years.
Yeah.
To now, you're going to have to spend $350 to $400 million for the next 10 years.
And just to refresh people's memories... It was after Game 2 of the World Series at about 1:45 in the morning that he was spotted with his cousin bringing shopping carts full of food to the homeless people at 1:45 in the morning. Not only is he a great player, an MVP, you know, as good as the Red Sox have seen in the outfield in years, he also seems to be the kind of person that if you're an owner, you want to lock this guy up. This is what you want to build your whole franchise
around.
You
want him to be the face. You're absolutely correct.
Not a lot of superstars in baseball, but he should be one of them.
Yep.
You know, he's got what it takes. It seems like he should be at the top of that list.
Well, good for them. And real good for him, obviously.
Sure.
I mean, $9.5 million raise.
Right.
I would think that the Red Sox have got to be very happy paying that guy that kind of money. Wouldn't have any issues with it at all. He's got to be very happy. And they avoid that idiotic arbitration hearing. I'm telling you, if you're dealing with, you know, Stephen Wright settled, you know, his on a number with the Red Sox yesterday. If he had gone to an arbitration case, you'd say, all right, fine. You know, you gain nothing by taking Mookie Betts to an arbitration.
I wonder who represents the team in those arbitration situations. And if it's anything like...
Got to be the team? Got to be Dombrowski, right?
Not always.
Oh, okay.
Because at least in football, there's times you'll do your contract negotiation with the assistant general manager.
Oh.
If you're a big enough name or big enough, you know, if it's a big enough
investment. That's a good point. Maybe it depends on who it is.
Yeah.
You know, so Mookie Betts, I think, gets everybody. Wright. He gets a full table of guys.
Right.
Which,
again, if you had to actually go to that arbitration, that makes it even more awkward. Now, all of a sudden, you've got Dombrowski sitting there trying to tell you that you're not as good as you think you are.
Right, right.
That's even more uncomfortable.
Lose.
Yeah.
You lose, and then he gets pissed, and then he loses, although he beat them in arbitration last year.
Yeah, he did.
Get connected with Rich Keefe on Twitter, at Keefe21. Now back to more of Dale and Keefe on Sports Radio WEEI.
Kiefer Madness?
Kiefer Madness?
Yes, I'm ready for Kiefer Madness.
Kiefer Madness.
What now?
Rack that one up for Kiefer Madness, will you?
Is he going to talk about ducks wearing clothes and stuff?
What did you say?
Going to be like Kiefer Madness. He's going to be in a great buildup and then nothing.
Keefe's a nice guy.
Keefe's a nice guy. Okay.
So screw you, Keefe.
Yeah.
Right. Screw you.
Yes, exactly. We don't need you.
Stupid jerk.
We don't need you.
Kiefer Madness.
I hate Rich Keefe's guts.
Rich Keefe is just, that guy makes you laugh.
Kiefer Madness.
I don't think this is one of the stronger segments.
We estimated his life would last about 72 years, which is about 5 years less than average based on his frequent consumption of cheeseburgers.
Rossi, you're out of your mind.
The maid of honor hit the bottle hard and almost hit the best man with his own car.
Does he kiss you?
Here we go. It's Week in Review time. Noon 30. Kiefer Madness on Dale and Keefe. A lot to get to, Dale. Steve DiAssi is in as well.
Busy week this week.
Very, very busy week. In fact, we start out
Rob Ninkovich did a lot of fill-in work over the time of the holidays, including on our time slot. And classic mix-up, Dale, he didn't know who was who. He wanted me to, or he wanted you
to apologize
for something that I said. So this Monday, Ninkovich was in studio, and well, you know, he had some explaining to do.
So I'm listening to the radio station during vacation week, and I hear Rob on there. Happy to hear him.
Yeah, did a couple things.
And he's demanding an apology from Dale because Dale is the one. No, Dale. What are you going to not have any wide receivers? That was his Dale imitation.
Dale should apologize.
Just not have receivers.
So that was his Dale imitation.
Dale should apologize.
Hey,
I agree.
I'm Dale.
I'm sorry.
I'm the one who was on your side, for God's sake.
Apologize, Dale, right now, please.
That's Rich. Yell at him, not me.
I'm sorry.
Yes.
I was mistaken. I played football too long. My brain doesn't work right.
It is a classic mix-up. Like Devin and Jason McCourty, Dale Arnold, Rich Keefe.
We look just a lot alike.
Very, very similar.
You guys aren't identical, but you look like siblings.
Just Steve, like that, how many times did it take for you in studio with the two of us to differentiate the two?
Not that long, Dale.
Hold on a second. The whole time. It's a screwy mix-up. Also on Monday, we took a call from one of our favorites, Jerome in Scituate, although this went a different direction. This is our flag football champion. Love Jerome in Scituate. This was not one of his stronger calls.
Good, listen, I think this is going to be a life-changing call. And, you know what?
First of all, let me stop it right there.
Life-changing.
That's setting the bar pretty high. Yeah. When you call in, and before we even get to whatever your point was, you say it's going to be life-changing. So let's see if it was.
A life-changing call. And, Dale, you know what? I won't be able to talk to Rich. He's still wet behind the ears. But I know you know Nelly real well.
So I do.
You probably know this. And I've met Nelly a few times. But do you know what team Doc started out with? You know Doc and Nelly's, right?
Yep.
Do you know what team he started out with, Doc?
What are we doing here?
Also, Lance Allworth got his name Bambi.
Jerome! It's a new year. It's a bold new year, Jerome. We usually like your shenanigans, but you got to kind of cut to it.
When exactly?
Jason Rossi has a real quick trigger this year.
When exactly did Doc and Nellie's go out of business?
I don't know what
like
he was saying.
15 years ago?
Minimum.
20
least.
Years ago?
Yes.
Now, one thing that Jerome was right about was that he couldn't talk to me about any of that because I was lost from the get-go.
I was lost.
I had no idea where he was going.
Can you clear, what is Doc and Nellie's?
It was a restaurant. Business. Sports bar type of thing in Canton.
Nightclub.
Wink, no, wink. It wasn't.
There's a downstairs,
a
if you knew the handshake.
Yeah. VIP room?
What? The massage house.
What?
They only did massages. That
I
was
know
it.
Steve Nelson. He's a friend of mine.
Over
I knew Doc Lankitis. He was a friend of mine, but I was lost.
Where was Jerome headed there?
I don't know.
He was trying to. Then he drops a Lance Allworth on us. It's like, what on earth?
Do you know how he got his nickname Bambi?
That was very confusing. On Tuesday, we talked about how Matt LaFleur got the Green Bay Packers job. He, of course, the offensive coordinator from the Titans, who didn't even know Derrick Henry was on his team until the final 3 weeks of the season. So we discussed that. It was very, very good. It was so good that Missy in Framingham had to call in and tell us just how good it was.
You know, the stuff you were saying about Derrick Henry and LaFleur, oh my God, I was rolling. Just, you know, in the last few games, all of a sudden, he realized, oh, hey, we have Derrick Henry. Let's run him. Give him the ball more. I was crying. You were cracking me up. You know, that was just that was priceless.
She was rolling. She was crying.
You had her.
Cracked her
you
up.
You had her on the floor,
That's
Keith.
Right. Had her rolling on the floor laughing.
The comedic stylings of one Rich Keefe.
Rolf. Rolling on the floor laughing.
Stuff you were saying about Derrick Henry and LaFleur. Oh, my God. I was rolling,
which is a great Limp Bizkit song. Rossi, play it.
Yeah, got
rolling,
it.
Rolling. No? Okay. We'll just move along then.
Thanks, Rossi.
I don't have the rolling button.
Now, we already know Dale is smart. We know this going in.
I don't know.
Don't be too humble here. Huh? We know he's very smart, and every once in a while, he finds a way to prove it on the air.
Hey, I'm going to use the word litmus. I don't know the correct spelling, but in the litmus test,
LITMUS. If you're,
oh,
if
look
you're
at the brain
later.
On Dale. Oh,
there you go.
Spelling B. Arnold over here.
Okay. Yeah, well,
I don't see any. Let me use another one. A kind of precipitous.
Spell it, Dale.
Any of his numbers.
Spell it.
What's the spelling? Spelling broad, Dale.
That guy was so pleased with himself. That was David. He was so pleased with himself that he was using big words.
I
got to
be honest. Litmus is not that hard.
Yes, it is. How often do you use litmus?
L-I-T-M-U-S. Yes. Right.
How often do you use it?
Yes, of course.
Right. Oh, come on, Steve.
I'm going to use the word litmus. I don't know the correct spelling, but in the litmus test...
L-I-T-M-U-S.
It's not a common word, but it's certainly
not... It's not a common word.
But it's not a tricky word.
How many ways would there be to spell litmus?
I don't know. There could be like a P-H in there. Like, you never know.
M-O-U-S?
P-H?
Yeah, letters are tricky.
It's not litmus.
It might be.
M-O-U-L-I-T-M-O-U-S.
I don't know.
Litmus.
I'm not very good at
Wheel
of Fortune.
That's actually the European spelling.
Is that right?
Yeah. The King's English.
BC education going on over there.
Yeah, that is a very good school.
I went to the other BC, Bowdoin College.
But then Dale went the other way here. So on the one hand, he's showing you the academia. The academia? Academia?
Spell it.
Who would know? But he'll get physical as well here as he's trying to defend Providence.
All right, let me just preface this next part by saying, for our listeners in Providence, 103.7, love you guys.
Thanks for tuning in.
Love all of you.
Yes.
We love the city of Providence.
Yep.
We love our listeners in Providence.
All good. Rhode Island Comic Con was great.
Love for
what all, did you just do?
Pound in my chest.
Oh,
a
what?
Little pound in my heart.
Do you know how he's pounding his chest
just,
in
just
here?
Loving all of you down there in Providence. It actually hurt a little bit.
Yeah, you don't do that to yourself. Dale just started smacking himself.
I was going for sound effects. What are those, Steve? Steve.
Yeah.
No, that's not
love you guys.
Smart.
Yeah.
He hit himself four straight times in the heart.
Well, just two. That's all I could break.
Don't hit
he
the heart.
He was thinking about a third. Right. That's what he was doing.
No,
he was heart punching himself.
The inside of the shoulder. You don't really go for the...
It was not light. He really was swinging.
No, he really... I mean,
well,
so,
you're not going to get
that
any sound if I go...
Take that, Providence.
Dale, you can always use the mic.
Who's going to hear that?
Really good. Really good stuff.
Good to know you're down with the homies from Providence.
Thank you.
Now, on Wednesday, we were down with the, I would say, early 2000s rap rock era, as we could not avoid a certain band. We got a whole lot of saliva.
I think we've pretty much plumbed the depths of the saliva
catalog
hit list.
We celebrated the entire catalog.
Known for their lyrics.
Yeah, they're like Shakespeare, these guys.
Not that you can understand any of them, but...
No, this was the rap rock era...
New metal, as they called it.
New metal?
N-U.
Yeah. And they would really kind of... Yeah, listen to this part. Look at that. This guy's got honey in his voice. Go ahead, take it. Real nice. Wait, are you telling me this is the same guy that was also rapping a moment ago?
What?
No way!
The range.
One of the more versatile lead singers that you're probably ever going
to
hear.
Can't believe he's... Flipping burgers now. It's hard
no,
to
No, oh, well, take it back.
Imagine. What?
Take it back. He's what? Probably still on tour.
No, I got an update.
Did I mean that?
Rossi has the update on saliva.
Did I mean that?
Do you want to tune in, Steve, for just a second?
All right, fine. Go ahead.
The lead singer of Saliva no longer with the band.
Oh, I thought you were saying with us.
I thought you were going to say no longer with us.
No, he's...
I was going, oh, no! Oh,
they're coming on tour to like some like pub.
Oh, with a replacement?
And non... Yeah, not with the
actual... That guy was good.
They're playing Doc and Nelly's next week.
Josie Scott. Now, did he start his own band?
No, he's doing solo stuff.
So well, okay, solo stuff.
He was the heart and soul of that whole band in the first place.
Solo
don't
career.
Don't you do that, Steve.
Right?
Solo
don't
career.
Don't besmirch
what?
Saliva.
I'm not. I'm just telling you, he was a driving force
he
behind
really was.
The arc that was Saliva.
I feel like you take him out of Saliva, there is no Saliva. Yeah, they had a good run.
They did.
They had hits.
Yeah.
They had at least a couple hits.
At least one. Definitely. Sort of hit.
And then yesterday, Dale, we opened up the show talking about we have the same experience. Sometimes when we stop to get coffee, there happens to be someone. And
I stopped today. They weren't there.
I agree with you. So let's get into a shared experience that we have.
Maybe next time I'll ask if I can take a picture of them, like a selfie with them.
So this, by the way, so this is, there's an enormous.
Who is this man you speak
there's
of?
There's an enormous Great Dane that
is this
at
Starbucks,
the Starbucks
right over here.
Yeah.
The biggest Great Dane you've ever seen in your life.
Really?
And
I mean,
he sits there with a woman.
It's like Keith pointed out. Keith could ride him.
Right.
You could. Oh, he's a big guy.
I love that.
Big, beautiful,
big,
great
sad
Dane.
Eyes. Yeah. And
you gray asked, or black?
White.
Oh, mostly white with some black. And if you ask to pet the dog, you get a stern no.
Really?
Yeah. Service dog.
He's working.
He's a working dog.
Really?
He mainly is sitting in her lap, looking plaintively at everyone. Hey. I'm over here.
He's got kind of sad eyes as well.
A little ear scratch, maybe?
Oh, yes.
Oh, you'd love an ear scratch. This guy would love an ear scratch.
That right rear leg.
Oh, he'd be kicking. He might knock over all the tables in there, though.
Nose muzzle. Good baby. Who's a good baby? Who's a good baby?
This guy is. His owner won't have it, though.
I'd have to try to pick him up, too.
Oh, good luck.
I'd have to.
You got it? I bet I can pick him up. Please don't. Sir, please don't. Please don't. All these drinks start rocking over.
Who's a good baby?
He's kicking out of it, trying to get out.
Who's a snuggle baby?
I wish you'd been there
with us. I know. I just wanted a selfie. I didn't ask to pick him up. I'm not like, hey, let me pick him up.
Maybe next time I'll ask if I can take a picture of him, like a selfie with him.
Like, you could stand beside him, and he'd still be over waist height level.
Do you think she'd let me take a selfie with him?
I don't think
I'm like, I promise I won't touch him. Do you mind if I just snap a quick pic? I want the world to see this beautiful dog. I think I'm going to take a quick pic, maybe even a sneaky pic. Walk by a sneaky pic.
And by the way, if you snap the sneaky pic and he then takes your arm off, we'll know what kind of dog he really is.
Nah, I'm a dog person. I don't fear any dogs. I feel like I could talk sense into any dog. Now, I'm curious, can you pet him? I don't know why you can't pet him.
I don't think
it's just in and out. I gotta be honest. Who's a good guy? You're a good guy. That's all I want to do. He just really wants somebody because she's never petting him.
She's always sitting right by the door.
Yeah, she looks annoyed at him. She's like mad about that he's there. I'm like, you're the one who got a 200-pound service dog. There's smaller ones you can get. The dog's just
a
monster.
Oh, he outweighs her by a fair amount.
Significantly. She, no joke, could ride him around and he would have no problem. She might. I've never seen her out of the chair. She might ride him. I didn't see a saddle, but I wouldn't be surprised next time.
She could ride him bareback.
Please. It's 10 a.m.
Well, you don't know?
You don't know. But yeah, I went there today hoping to see him as well, but he was not there. But we run into him, I would say, once a month at least.
Oh, at least. Oh, maybe a couple times a month.
Yeah,
just,
yeah.
It's right over here. And she's always just staring at her phone.
Right.
Yeah.
And he's sitting there going, hey.
Please pet me. He's got the saddest, droopiest eyes. It's like his eyes each weigh 20 pounds.
I'm a dog.
I'm a dog.
I'm going to blink twice. I'm being held.
Help me.
Help me.
Please open the door so I can run out.
I will gallop after you. Yes. Oh, I would love you long time.
Like, he doesn't have a bowl of water there. He needs something. Give him a treat. They got little snacks there.
Yeah, something, anything, right?
It's a real shame.
Oh.
But anyway, there you go.
How much do you think he weighs?
170.
He's
a big dog. Yeah.
Because that's no problem for Steve. 170, right?
No, you could pick him up. I think it would be a little awkward. I don't think he's used to it.
Legs going everywhere.
You gotta know how. My buddy had a 200-pound bull mastiff, and that dog loved it when I picked him up. Loved it. And then I'd pick him up. You know, and
how do you know he loved it? Did he tell you?
He didn't bite him.
He'd come running over to me, and I'd pick him up, then I'd put him down, we'd get on the floor, and we'd wrestle.
Nice.
Yeah. That's the best.
There's
nothing
better.
Dog people have kind of freaked me out.
No, you guys freak me out. Pee in the shower, Rossi, so you don't have the right to say anything.
Yeah, your dog doesn't pee in the shower,
Rossi.
Even your dog knows to go outside.
Yeah, that's the problem. If I had a dog, pee in the shower.
He has a cat. Who knows where your cat pees? Your cat probably pees all over the house.
Go for it.
Honey, it's too cold out.
Let it rip.
I'm going to take Fido for a walk in the shower.
Absolutely. Clean that puppy right up. No big deal.
Fido, not number
gross.
Two.
Disgusting.
All right, when we come back, we're going to give money to Diossi to take down to Twin Rivers.
This is
and
huge.
Bet
for we got to put our heads together and find the best pick possible.
And if we have to reach an agreement on a consensus bet, I'm not feeling good
about
this.
Do you feel safe giving it to Steve, by the way?
Do I have to show you
the ticket?
He
even said earlier in the show he might play the house, is what he said.
Doesn't matter. You get your money back.
Did you
what
hear
if we win? Win?
That's what I'm saying. If you win, you get your money.
I want my money back. Like you're holding it for me.
Okay, so that's what I'm saying. You get what you bet and your winnings back. But what I'm saying is, I might look at your bets and think they're preposterous.
He's going to veto our bets?
I'll veto them. Okay. I'll accept them as the house because the house always makes money.
That is definitely true.
Well, they take a lot more bets than just one, but still. Yeah.
Do I trust him? This is the same guy who was going,
he's picking up a bull mastiff.
Of course I trust him. 617-779-7937, Dale and Keith, Sports Radio, WEEI.
Jack,
hey,
I agree.
I'm Dale.
I'm sorry.
I'm the one who was on your side, for God's sake.
Do you think she'd let me take a selfie with him? I'm like, I promise I won't touch him. Do you mind if I just snap a quick pic?
LITMUS, if you're
Look
if you're
at the brain
later.
On Dale.
A life-changing call. And, Dale, you know what? I won't be able to talk to Rich. He's still wet behind the ears.
He's not the GOAT. He's the low.
I have a hard time looking him in the eye and respecting him now.
Tom Brady hangs out with a doctor who's not a doctor a lot.
Team, the New England Patriots, let's face it, they're not good anymore.
Overrated.
Tom Brady is going to be a bum in short order.
Did you just say that Tom Brady is just about done?
We ain't done. We ain't done. We talked about it.
The greatest quarterback.
What do you think makes a good ball player?
I don't know.
Just three wins away from ring number six. The greatest QB in history, Tom Brady, continues in his pursuit for NFL immortality. Now back to Dale and Keefe on WEEI.
Here comes the money.
Here we go.
Money talk.
Here comes the money. Money.
How could we come up with a better theme for this segment of the program?
Absolutely perfect.
Because we're going to make barrels of cash.
Say, this is Chris Shime's theme song after his 4-0 wildcard weekend.
Got to give a lot of credit to intern Nick for this one.
Well, this is a great call. There. Perfect.
All right, so I'm a little fuzzy on how we're going to do this.
Yeah,
I know
so
we had this grand
plan. Let's go around.
We're just going to hand the Aussie a bunch of cash.
So Steve's going to be down there at Twin River this weekend.
Yes,
so
I
he
am.
Can easily make a bet for us. So there's a few problem. Different ways we can go. We can all come together as one. If we're all super confident in one pick, we all pool our money. Steve makes that bet. We win that bet.
Right.
Next time we see Steve, which better be soon.
Might not
be
ever.
Don't disappear on us.
Right.
Then you distribute the money and we celebrate. We have a pizza party.
Right.
Something along those lines.
Right.
That's what we do.
Or what about the money?
Or what?
That's what pays, not free. That's what pays for pizza.
Pizza party. Pizza
you want
party.
A pizza party if we get it right.
Yes, I would love that.
Right.
Maybe we, you know.
Simple man.
Maybe
simple
we do laser
taste.
Tag together. We do something like that. Steve, look at the purchase interest.
a ghost hunt.
Or if we can't agree on something, do we all come up with our own bets? What is the best way to go?
We have to all communally agree on one.
Communally?
Is that the right word?
Yes.
Don't muddy the waters here. I ain't never been much on mathifying. So
we don't need Steve at the window being like, and then I also need this on this and this on this. Okay, so we're going to come up with one bet. So there are four games, and there are, of course, two bets. We're not doing player props. It's either going to be the line outright, or we can also do an over-under if you feel really strongly.
Whatever lock you guys like, pick that lock.
So Shime's lock of the week. He's our guy. He's our M&M investments because he was 4-0 last week.
So you're betting he's going to repeat that?
Or are we? Or. I'm just simply stating the facts. He said yesterday his lock
Chargers plus four.
That's me screaming over it.
That's
that was his lock. And Dale, you don't feel great about that as the lock because you don't want to bet against the Pats.
No, I don't want to sit there and root for my money as opposed to rooting for the football team.
But what if they win by three?
Right.
That would be the best of all worlds,
all right,
but
well,
I think they're going to win by more than three.
How do you guys feel about over under 48? That's the line. That's the Patriots game score. Or do you feel like you'd be conflicted there as well?
Don't look at me. I might be the house. I'm not giving you anything.
All right. So Steve's not making a pick.
I think there's another lock on the board, guys.
There's
another lock?
There's another one
is
on the board?
I think there's a very strong lock on the board.
Oh, all of a sudden, Rossi found the lock sound effect.
All of a sudden,
he's going to use it all
the
time.
Took him 24 hours, but he got there.
I think 57 points in Indianapolis at KC is way too much.
Well, you like the under there?
I love the under.
I got to be honest with you. I'm kind of with him on this.
Oh,
playoff games always score low.
Well, wait a minute. Now, off the air, you were just reading the Jim Irsay tweet to
us. Oh, my God. Yeah.
Playoff games always score less?
So, Jim Irsay, that is true. Points are down in the playoffs.
Yes.
Shy? So, Jim Irsay, our guy, Jim Irsay, he just tweeted, "Let me be clear, all caps. To the NFL football world,
that'd be us.
5 exclamation points. The colder and windy-er, he does like windy-er.
Hey, Quentin, what's up, man?
Okay. And snowy-er, it is tomorrow in KC, semicolon, the more fired up and happier we'll be as a team.
Fired upper.
Can I point out that Jim Irsay is going to be in the suite upstairs and not out in the cold and windier?
Hey, you fired up?
Fired up.
70% chance of snow tomorrow in Kansas City.
So that's going to be the snow game, not the Patriots. Because the Patriots, that's changing.
They're not getting snow here.
Not a blizzard
game. Hey, Quentin, what's up, man?
So Irsay is ready to go.
Does that lend to the under?
I kind of like the under. Don't you guys like the under?
Oh, I really like it.
Is that our pick?
Isn't life too short to bet the under?
Oh, okay. We've all heard that before.
What?
Thanks.
I read that on a teabag.
All right. You got it on an iced tea cap underneath. Yeah, Steve, come on, please.
Bar, minus 105, right?
Yeah, Bovada's got it at minus 105.
So how confident?
It all matters what Twin River has.
Right. We need the Twin River line.
Right.
How confident are we in under 57?
All right, let's start. Dale, are you like confident in that?
Yes, I love it.
Keith, confident? Are you confident?
I'll take that one. Right. Yeah.
Am I in on this?
I'm
no,
all in.
You've no, Steve, already you're said you're not. You said
you're
the house.
I'm in.
I know he's back in.
If I, well, I can still be the house and still be in. It doesn't matter. As long as you guys get your money,
well,
who cares?
Tell us
I
what
want
you
my
think.
Money. Yeah, see, who cares? What,
how much should we bet on this? That's the question.
See,
how high are the stakes?
I
well, there's four of us.
I think. Well, there's five of us. I think Steve's a full unit, $100, $20 a piece. I think that sounds great.
$20 a guy? And then we split. We have a pizza party.
Even money.
If you spent any time around Rossi, he reuses toilet paper. Do you think he's gonna bet $20 on anything?
Honestly,
come on.
I think we could. I don't keep my wallet.
I think we could peer pressure him into it though.
Right, I would do it. I'm already in.
So $20 a guy. All right, $20. You're,
oh
no, don't do that.
Perfect.
Rossi, don't do that. That's how it starts.
I got his $20.
Next thing you know, he's going after you.
Not going after you. Just using persuasive techniques.
Okay, good.
So right now
we're a locker.
So right. Colts, Chiefs. By the way, I think the Colts win the game. I think they do. I think they win outright, but that would be too bold of a pick.
28-27.
That's a bold pick. Could be. I like it, though.
There's your under.
There's your under, right? Yeah.
Did I do that right?
Under.
I did.
So 4:35 kickoff tomorrow. It's a local kickoff here.
We can start our weekend knowing on a good mood or a bad mood.
I like
that was the mutt line of the week last
week.
That
was.
Right.
I think we've come to an agreement here. I'm in for 20.
Here it is. I got mine.
Or once we know it's once we know the under's well in place, we double down on the next game. What up?
This is not a text chain.
This is a real problem. But you're not wrong.
Right now we got the Colts. We'll lock that in.
That's a big number, Sean. 57. That's a good eye on the board. That's a real sharp eye.
Okay, but hold on. What if I get down to Twin River and it's 55?
I think you still take it.
You still lock it up.
I think anything over like 52 is still a lock, especially in the snow.
Let's do it. So we're just rooting against points.
No, we're rooting against both.
What is it?
I love that.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah, rooting against both teams. It could be a little bit of a struggle. Although, before we lock this in, let me just say three words.
Uh-oh.
Kansas City defense.
Can I also bring up one other little number? I don't mean to disrupt our glow here because we're feeling real good about ourselves.
Right, we are.
So, Shime, I hate to do this to you. Mm. We are talking about the number one offense and the number five offense in the National Football League, right?
We are also talking about snow.
Yeah, nice.
Oh, no, nice. The snow.
How about this? Patrick Mahomes never played in a playoff game.
All of a sudden, Jim Cantore's making our bets in there.
Andrew Luck, dome quarterback.
Ooh, you've swayed me.
Yeah,
back
but he's got that big neck beard. It probably keeps him warm.
Oh, he'll be warm.
He is like a colonial general. So.
Yeah, that is true.
Andy Reid has scored a lot of points in these rounds in the past.
Russ, what are you saying now? You want the over?
I'm just letting you.
Shine, correct me if I'm wrong. The over could be a sucker's bet.
I say we keep going around here. Let's see.
Because
the next
if it's Mahomes
game.
Everybody
versus
sees Luck,
these high-powered offenses.
Yes.
Just like Mutt last week, Houston and Indy. Huge pace of play.
Yes.
Oh, I'm going to bet the over. Well, that was.
We're all in on the under.
Okay, hold on.
He's trying to talk us out.
Just throwing information out there. Early forecast: snow from snow overnight ending at around 1 o'clock.
What?
And by at 6 a.m. it just says possible light snow. Midnight says
what
snow.
What do we do now?
We're gonna put a pin in it. Let's
we're
go.
Gonna put a pin in it.
So that one right now
says the guy who hasn't ponied up a penny yet.
You're in.
All right.
Smartest guy in the room.
He hasn't lost anything, to be fair. So that would be basically in for 100, out for, I think it ends up being like $95. So we roughly, if you put in 20, everybody's getting their 20 back, give or take.
What's my VIG?
Yeah. You're getting 19 back or whatever it is.
What's my VIG? How do I wet my beak on this?
What? Look at Dallas Rams.
I don't know what he's saying.
What?
I don't know what he means.
The VIG.
What about, okay, Rams,
the
Cowboys.
Little respect. You got to show me some respect.
All right, I'll show you some respect.
For being the mule for your bet.
Mule.
Sure. Yeah, you're going so far out of your way. I forgot.
Across the hall.
It's actually up a flight of stairs.
Is it?
Oh, no.
All right. You can take some percentage then. Cowboys, Rams. It's a 7-point spread. I'm kind of feeling the Cowboys, at least covering. I don't know if they win.
What?
You know who might? You know who might agree with me?
Seven. So
you know who might agree with me is Michael Irvin.
Michael Irvin.
He's coming up a little bit. He may. We should ask him.
The Rams are being favored by 7 right now.
Okay.
That's a lot of points for me, but I'm going to ride with the Rams.
That was Shime's pick. Shime's
going
locking
anti,
in.
You're going anti-Shime?
But can Shime really go 8-0 to start the playoffs?
Yeah,
that's a good question.
Can I go 9-0?
Oh, sorry. Yeah, he had the bonus pick in there, right. too.
John McVay is the coach of the team that's going to beat the Cowboys by 7 points on Saturday night. Give me the Rams. I will lay the points. Ezekiel Elliott is a great running back. You're right.
Yeah, I didn't like that when
so,
I heard
it. No, that makes Mutt rethink everything. So,
Mutt's on board.
I don't know if you have this. Did Mutt end up doing the over-under of the Colts-Chiefs game? Does he have a pick on our game, or did he just do the game?
He just picked the game.
Okay. All right, so that's probably better.
Andy Reid off the bye.
Yep.
He has been an absolute lock in his career as a head coach. 17-3 off the bye week. 4-0 as a coach in the postseason when his team gets the divisional, the wild card bye in the divisional round. It's been the Eagles or the Chiefs.
So he took the Chiefs?
But aren't your teams
minus
usually,
five, though?
Aren't your teams always better when you have the bye?
Teams you would think are better when they have the bye because those bye teams also are at home.
Right. Doesn't account for the final 2.5 to 4 minutes of the game either.
Right, where Andy Reid has his hands around his neck trying to.
His own neck.
Not in this round, though. Not in this round.
No, not in this round. True. I still think the Colts win. I think it's the Colts win the game. So I would certainly take them plus +5. But I like our under bet. I think that's one we can all agree on. Anything else in there that jumps out to you? Cowboys, Rams, or of course, Saints, Eagles?
I want no point
8-point spread.
Eagles.
Yeah, that's a weird game.
Yeah.
Because like the Eagles, it's hard to bet against Nick Foles right now.
It is.
You know, there's something up with him.
Even though they have the worst secondary in football and they're playing one of the best offenses at home.
Yes. They don't throw offense, as much as they used to, though.
I'm not even counting.
So if that secondary is not as big of a deal as it has been years past.
That offense sputtered a little bit down the road, down
they
the
did.
Season.
They
you know,
did.
I'm not even counting the final game they all said anyway, but they sputtered a little bit.
I think we're in on the under.
When we come back in just a couple of minutes, we'll ask Michael Irvin if he thinks the Cowboys are going to win or not.
And then we'll bet accordingly.
Yeah. Is he going to get in on the bet? You think Michael will join us?
I don't think he can do that.
He can't.
617-779-7937. It's Dale and Keefe, Sports Radio, WEEI.